You're listening to WMUC College Park Digital.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends.
All right, welcome back to On the Tube. It feels like a while since I've been here. It just feels like that because it feels like it's been several seasons packed into the last few days of heat and rain and lots of ups and downs. But we have a whole bunch of music to listen to today. Today's a bit of a varied mix. We're going to be starting with some classic rock and roll with Led Zeppelin's Ramble On.
Obliged, such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go.
I'm very sorry about that. We'll have to start that one again.
I'm going round the world, I gotta find.
ago, in days of old, when magic ruled the air. Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum at the evil wall crept up and slipped away.
Right, I can only apologize once again for accidentally skipping that one. But next up, we're going to have the song you heard a smidge off a moment ago, Heavenly's Scene Stealing, off of their 2026 album, Highway to Heavenly. And this one's a little special because it is their first album in 30 years. I haven't played them on this show before, though I have been a fan of theirs for a long time. And following that, we will have... Working for Nuclear Free Cities song, Sarah Dreams of Summer.
Lost in wine.
Next up, we have two British bands. We're having Broadcast song, The Book Lovers, followed by the Scottish band, The Vaseline's Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, which was later covered by Nirvana, though they changed the title for some reason.
Oh, Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam, 'cause sunbeams are not made like me. And don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Don't expect me to lie. Don't expect me to cry. Don't expect me to die for thee. Oh, Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam, 'cause sunbeams are not made like me. And don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Don't expect me to lie. Don't expect me to cry. Don't expect me to die for. Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam, 'cause sunbeams are not made like me. And don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Don't expect me to lie. Don't expect me to cry. Don't expect me to die for
right. Next up, we're going to have three much rockier songs with The Sunshine of Your Love by Cream, followed by A Hazy Shade of Winter, which is what I'm yearning for at the moment. The cover by The Bangles, which is much rockier than the original Simon and Garfunkel track, followed by Cherry Bomb by The Runaways.
Tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise. I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling. I've been sunshine of your love. I'm with you, my love. The light shining through on you. Yes,
so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your
That was Cherry Bomb by The Runaways. That was the lead vocals by Cherry Curry, but composed by Joan Jett, who went on to have an illustrious solo career as well, but certainly one of the greatest punk bands of that time. And for a debut single, you could not ask for much better. We're going to go on to someone else's solo career, actually. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds with The Death of You and Me. That was a nice change of pace from all the excitement from earlier. We're going to be sticking to that with another cover, this time a cover of The Beatles, Dear Prudence by Susie and the Banshees, followed by The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Dear Prudence, greet the brand new He will wait until you give.
before the before Echo and the Bunnymen released that album in 1984, they were proclaiming it to be the greatest album ever made. And naturally, critics were disappointed when, however good you think it is, they failed to deliver on that. In fact, some of them were so disappointed that they wrote things like, the album was too often a monochromatic dirge of banal existential imagery cloaked around the mere skeleton of a musical idea. If you agree with that remark made for the Rolling Stone, I can only apologize for having played it for 6 minutes. Next up, we have Victoria by the Kinks.